Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the ditching nighttime overeating and overdrinking call. Hello, Annette. I'm Coach Kathy. I am here to help you figure out nighttime overeating and drinking, as is the call name. And I promise those of you who saw my post in the main Facebook group that I was going to tell you a story. Y'all want to hear a story? While everybody's coming in, I'm going to go ahead and tell the story. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, good. Thumbs up. So I am going through some specialized training right now. Some of you have heard me talk about this. I am becoming an EFT practitioner. Does anybody know what that is? It's tapping. It's an energetic resource for managing strong emotion like anxiety, pain, trauma, all kinds of things. I am learning how to tap on urges, how to de-escalate emotion. I'm learning all kinds of very cool things about tapping and the science behind tapping. Okay. I myself have had, a little sidebar, have had a tapping coach for about 3 years. And I love her. I love meeting with her. She's helped my anxiety in amazing ways. And if I were smart, I would tap more often, just self-tap more often. But aside from that, so I'm almost finished with my classes. They're on Mondays and they're 3 hours long. And I'm taking in all this information. I'm trying to remember all these different techniques. And by the end of that call and the end of my tapping training, I'm pretty hyped up. My energy's pretty high. I usually try and take 45 minutes or an hour to settle myself, which I did yesterday. Didn't work very well. Then I got into a meeting with my boss, MJ. And so I went from tapping to being hyped up to being in a meeting, which always hypes me up. And trying to finish my work, trying to logic my way into settling down, kind of muscled my way through the rest of my day, went downstairs and said, whew, I need a drink. I'm not one really anymore to stand in the pantry, but you give me a little bit of bourbon or a glass of wine. I thought, that's what I need. That's what I need. Y'all, can anybody relate to I need a drink or I need a snack or something when you're hyped, when you're a little hyped up, when you're anxious? Yeah. We all do sometimes. You're right, Kim, we do. So I marched myself in the kitchen. I poured myself about an inch of my favorite smoked maple bourbon, put an ice cube in it, went and sat down. And I'm thinking to myself all along, girl, you're hosting the nighttime eating and drinking class call tomorrow. And you're what are you doing? You're having a little bit of bourbon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday to regulate your nervous system? Who are you? So, Kathy's human, in comes self-judgment. I'm thinking about it. I'm starting to breathe. I'm starting to do some other somatic things that calm me down. But what did I need in that moment? That's what I was asking myself as I was sipping on my bourbon. What do I need in this moment? I need calm. I need breath. I need to be present. What is the unmet need? I need comfort. Thank you, Rosita. I need relief. What did I need relief from? My own self-judgment, y'all. My self-judgment. Because I came off this tapping call going, what if I can't do this right? What if I mess this up? Then I go into my meeting, and MJ, I'm gonna tell you, MJ's wonderful to work for, okay? But I'm thinking, am I gonna get feedback? Is she gonna tell me I'm doing something wrong? Is she gonna give me more to do? All the hyped up, right? And then I get out of there and I'm like, silly girl. Of course it was fine. Self-judgment. Right? I need relief from my own thinking about myself. Okay. So I'm starting to come around to this and I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking, well, let's fix dinner, let's do this, whatever. How am I going to find that relief if it's not in this little tumbler of bourbon? I've found my thing, y'all. I've found my thing. I've found my outlet when I need to kind of decompress, relax. You know, for some people, it's playing the piano. For some people, it's coloring books. For some people, it's laughter on the couch with their kids. You know what it is for me? Anybody know? Puzzles. Some people, it's puzzles. Yeah. Type what yours is if you know what yours is. You know what I've found? Anybody know? It's right here, right over my shoulder. It's Legos. Y'all, your girl loves Legos. Seriously, that's a Lego flower arrangement. That's a Lego Paris. I bought that one because I went to Paris last fall. We've got reading. I love them. It's so silly, right? Here I go judging it. It's not silly. It's creative without me having to draw because I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. I got a little French cafe back here too. It's instructions, it's rules, it snaps together, it's creative. I thought that's what I need to do. I need to pull out my Lego kit. And as I thought about the Legos, I thought, you know, when we had the ice storm, remember I don't know if y'all have listened to my calls, I talked about an ice storm that came through Nashville last month. You know what I did to get ready for the nerves I knew I was going to feel about the ice storm is I bought a Lego kit, Rose Paints by Numbers. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Legos are not cheap. I have to save my nickels. I have to plan ahead, you know, if I'm going to buy a big set or I have to ask for them for Christmas, but I love them. That's my thing. That's what I have found. So I want you to find your thing, your thing. We've got lots of coloring here. That's perfect. And I want you to think about when you, like me, go downstairs or come home or you've put the kids to bed and it's nighttime and you have that, I need some bourbon or I need a snack. What is it you really need? That's the key, is to find that unmet need. Now, I'll sidebar here for a minute because right now my unmet need is somebody to raise their hand, or this call's going to be really short. I'm going to talk about Legos for an hour. If you want to talk about nighttime eating and drinking, please raise your hand. Let's see if we can figure out if you're having trouble figuring out what the need is, if you just come home and want to eat, or if you just sit on the couch and that urge comes, let's talk about it. Let's figure this out, okay? Because, you know, Lego solves it for me. I don't know that I need Legos, but what I need is the relief and the fun and the activity of putting the Legos together. That burns the energy. It gets me thinking. I get creative. You know, if we put it into the five core pillars, it's not really movement. It's not really sleep, but it's connection to self. It's a distraction for sure. It's not really nutritious, right? But it's connection to self. It's activity. So it might not be movement, it's activity for my mind. And I enjoy it. It's fun. So that's what I want for you. I want you to start thinking about what is fun for you. Now, I'll never forget. Was anybody on the call years ago? Do y'all remember the call when Corinne was doing? She was coaching somebody on transition eating. You know, what can you do when you come home so you don't go to the kitchen and eat? And she said, I know, I can clean toilets. Do y'all remember that? Like, no, that's a no. Corinne almost laughed herself right off the call. It has to be something that you enjoy because nobody's going to give up their snack or their bourbon or their wine for cleaning toilets, right? So you have to find something that you love. I have a client who has rediscovered her love for needlepoint. And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. I think I'll try that. Anne likes Yahtzee and Ferkel. So we've got crochet, we've got coloring, got lots of coloring. I love to color too. Do y'all do like the real pens and coloring books? I have a coloring app on my iPad, the tap color by number app on my iPad. I like that too. We have more Lego friends. Yes. Oh, a heating pad. Beautiful. Reading. Watching Pedro Pascal reading in Spanish. Katie, that's really fascinating. But if that does it for you, I love it. I love it. Okay. I do have a hand raised. That's amazing. I also have a question in the question box. So at least we'll talk for a little bit. Debbie has colored pencils. Yeah, I do. I have some colored pencils too. I got to be honest though, my grandkids have hijacked my coloring book. That's okay though. They hijack my Legos too. We do Legos together. Pam does Mahjong. Cool. All right, Cynthia. Let's see what you got. Cynthia declined. Dude, I need somebody to talk to. Somebody. Oh, she says no. Didn't mean to. Okay, try again. Can I try again, Cynthia? Oh, I see Heather too. Awesome. Don't go away, Heather. All right, good. She must have hit the wrong button. That's awesome. Oh, good. And Ada. Good. Y'all don't go away. Got people
Sorry,
to
I hit
talk.
the wrong button.
That's
I
okay.
didn't know if I was an attendee or a panelist. So you're a panelist.
You are a panelist now,
Yes.
girl. All
You're good
right.
to go.
Talk to me. What you got?
Okay, so this is actually really interesting. I'm technically at work, but I saw the call come through, and yesterday was a really good example for me of I had an urge during the day for something that I hadn't for some sweets because I've been trying to stop the snacking and all of that, and I actually got away from my computer for a little while, went and did some resting on meditation, a little meditation in the afternoon, all of that, came back to work. But when the night evening came, the same I ran into the same issues I always do, which was I was exhausted by the end of the day, and quite frankly had been working so hard to not use food as a comfort thing during the day that I think I was even more tired.
Yep.
And I know that all of these things that people list as distractions, I have my own things. I know that they're all there, but they're never anything that I want to reach for at night and in the evening. And
Okay.
I've been able to create a routine where it's after work, and then I do my workout, and then I cook dinner. But by then it's everything I can do to just bring the food to the couch and sit on the TV, and then my mind goes numb because I'm either watching TV or scrolling, doom scrolling on Instagram. And so it's finding that switch, I think, that I need to kind of talk myself into of I know all the things that would be better distractions and better healthier, but I also find that right now I'm in that period where they don't comfort or solve the emotional what I think is the emotional solve as much as the food does, because that's the only thing I've used. And so that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
And I'm finding it or making it difficult to make that transition to something different.
So, first of all, food is the only thing you've used. So, that's all your brain is going to ask for.
Yeah.
That's normal. That's just programming, right? That's just how our brains work. And the more you reinforce that with how you think, food is the only thing that works. If you tell yourself that, your brain's not going to look for anything else. So we'll
Yeah.
just kind of leave that there. All right. But when you are exhausted physically and mentally, so physically, you said you're just physically tired. I can't believe you're coming home to work out if you're that physically tired. I mean, you're just piling on then, right?
It's been like it's been what's one thing that's allowed me to at least break off of work and separate work from home, because I work from home, and so it makes me go from at least something besides just going right from my desk to the couch is doing the workout routine. But that was really the only reason that I was able to put that in there.
Okay. All right. Well, good. If you're able to do that, that's amazing. But then the mental fatigue of saying no to urges all day long obviously does contribute to that too. And
Yeah.
that's okay. When you're saying no to urges, are you saying no to hunger or just suggestions to eat?
It's been a little bit of both, and I've tried to be better about having at least healthier alternatives when it is hunger and better at identifying it. But yesterday, using yesterday as an example, it definitely was a specific food. I had just finished a meal and I just really wanted the chocolate and basically then thought about it all afternoon until finally I just had it in the evening.
Why did you have it in the evening? Because you just got the willpower ran out. Is
I
that what you're
think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What if you had had a one piece after lunch when you wanted it? Would you have still thought about it all afternoon?
I may not have, no.
Wonder why.
I suppose because I don't really want to say given in, but I would have had what my mind said it wanted.
So one of the things we're going to talk about in the membership this month, coming up in the, what's the name of that? Oh, eating foods you love without losing control, is Corinne going to talk a lot about restriction.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, that might have been two, lesson two. Have y'all listened to what lessons one and two? I think lesson two, I think I listened
No,
to it
just on lesson
yesterday,
one. Okay.
is about restriction. And it she talks about physical restriction, mental restriction, and emotional restriction. And then on Wednesday, I think it's Wednesday this week, if I got my timing right, the 365 that I'll do will talk about how, or that I've already recorded, talks about how restriction doesn't feel safe. Okay. It feels like we're denying ourselves something. It feels like our nervous systems think if we are restricting, then we better eat it all right now or we can never have it again. Okay. So restriction sets off a safety issue for us. So that's probably why when you said no, I can't have that, then that lit up something in your nervous system that said, uh-oh, if we can't have that, does that mean we can't ever have it? Are we restricting now? We should keep asking for it. We should keep asking for it. Okay. But the difference is if you had said, you know what? Chocolate's not on the plan. I'll plan it tomorrow. Or I've decided the chocolate here is just not good. I'll get some at the store this weekend and, have it when I plan it. Then it probably wouldn't have felt as exhausting. It probably wouldn't have felt as restrictive. Right? So a lot of times when we're talking about nighttime eating and drinking, it's not the decision that we make in the moment, right, to eat. It kind of backs up what have we been thinking about all day? Kind of like my example. I was thinking about I'm not good enough or I'll never get this or whatever my core belief in the moment was and judging myself for it. Where you're thinking about chocolate all day until finally the willpower runs out, you're exhausted, and you said, just give me the chocolate. Let's just settle this now.
Yeah. So how do I balance that with I knew I wasn't hungry though.
After lunch?
After lunch,
Were
yeah.
you thinking about it during lunch?
No, it came after lunch when I knew I had to come back to work and then filled the
Oh,
afternoon.
that's interesting. Okay, so it was a delay tactic to coming back to work. What were you thinking about work?
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't really want to come back to work, so.
Yeah. So that's a whole nother kettle of fish, right? If it's a I really didn't want to come back to work, is there a reason for that? Or were you just tired? Or what was the need there? Was
It
it
was a
how you
stressful
were,
day. Yeah,
it
it was
was
a
a
stressful
stressful,
day at
it
work,
was
so.
so how you were thinking about work,
Yeah.
right? Is there a way you could have alleviated that stress so that the chocolate wasn't the answer?
Hard to say. The stress, some of the stress is the work itself, and some of the stress is the people here, and in ways that I can't necessarily control. So, it's more finding a way, how can I navigate my way through it? So,
So how can you navigate your way through it so that you can manage the stress?
Well, I like yesterday I took my lunch away from the desk and I went and sat at the table, but at some point I have to come back to the desk for the rest of the day.
You
And then
find
it's
that helps?
it does help when I can get away from the computer a little bit, or at least, and either eat at the table or go sit outside for a second, or do a 5 minute meditation or like music kind of listen to it. But I think that's why I was so confused yesterday, is that I had done all of those things and then just basically still kept thinking about having the chocolate or having some kind of treat all the rest of the afternoon. And was trying all the different things, that you had mentioned. It's like I can put it on my plan for later, I can put it, or for the next day, I can there's still other food that's on my plan. I mean, it was very, very specifically just wanting a snack.
I want you to think of yourself as a pressure cooker. Do y'all remember those pressure cookers we grew up with our parents canning? Did your mom can like stuff? And she put that, I guess we have Instapots now that do the same thing, but the pressure builds and builds and builds. And they can't just take the lid off or it'll go, would have to release the valve. I want you to think of yourself sometimes as a pressure cooker when your stress gets high. You got to hit that release valve enough to take the pressure off, right? So you probably did that some yesterday, but you may have needed more. If you couldn't let go of chocolate will fix this, I need chocolate, I need chocolate, I need chocolate, and the focus there being on the chocolate, you might have needed more sunshine or time away from the computer or time away from, time in the bathroom, washing your hands, or some warmth or something that lowered that pressure enough where the chocolate suggestion wasn't necessary, as necessary anymore. Okay.
So next time, that should be my cue to see if there's more stress to still relieve.
If you can't let go of the chocolate thought, then that should inform you that there is a need. There's pressure built somewhere that needs to be alleviated, either by what you're thinking, right? Sometimes the pressure can build based on thoughts or by what you're experiencing. If you are in front of the computer all day long, you could have monitor fatigue or Zoom fatigue, right? That's why it's important for me. I'll say always. Most days, I take an hour outside of my office for lunch, and that helps me come back to work, ready to get back on and do the thing. But I have to rest my brain because, I'm talking to people like you all day long. I have to rest my brain. And I have to rest my body and get some sunshine and connect with, my husband, right? So that's how I release my pressure valve. And I get out my little, I don't do Legos at lunchtime because I won't want to come back to work. I want to stay with the Legos, but I will get out my iPad and do a little coloring page. Okay. So if you think of yourself as a pressure cooker and the valve needs to be hit, if you can't stop thinking about the chocolate, then would that be helpful to you to think about it that way?
Yeah, because I think what I ended up doing was starting to think so much about the chocolate that I wasn't realizing there was still a lot of stress I wasn't dealing with at work. So I kind of displaced one for the other, it sounds like.
Could be. The focus, the stress, you turned the stress and the focus on the chocolate instead of alleviating whatever tension you were feeling about whatever was happening at work. The other thing you can invite into that sometimes is what can I control? When you have tension and stuff at work, to me, if I have tension at work, not that I ever have tension at work. I have to think about of course I'm being asked to do things, or I'm talking to someone, or a lot of my tension comes in my own head, with my own self-judgment. What do I have? What can I control? What can I do, that will help take down some of that tension? And that helps me as well. Kind of releases that pressure valve. That makes sense.
Let me try to approach it a little differently next time.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See ya. All right, Heather, you're next.
Okay. My cat is making a lot of noise in the background, so that might continue. Oh, you're sideways for
Why are
me.
you
Oops.
sideways?
Oh, you're sideways for me. Okay.
No. Oh,
I
there
can
you
just see
are.
this way. Okay, but I might have to hold the phone. Let me see if I can drop it somewhere. Okay, there we go.
Right. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I related so much to what Cynthia and you were talking about with the pressure. I think that's like one of my big insights lately with my eating. And I think there's just like a habit element to the nighttime eating. Like, oh, I've worked so hard and I'm realizing that I'm letting myself get too hungry during the day and I block out an hour for lunch, but then often I keep working. So then I don't have time maybe to like prepare what I had planned, which is what happened today. And then it also feels hard to have sweets in the house and not eat the whole package of whatever it is.
Why didn't you stop for lunch today?
Because I was being a workaholic.
Well, you're honest.
Yeah.
have you ever heard me talk about how actually rest makes you a more productive worker?
I totally believe that. Like I feel almost like traumatized by hustle culture and now I'm trying to like get myself out of it and I'm like I feel like a little stuck sometimes where I'm like okay, it's time for your break. We know breaks are important. We have a lunch plan. It takes this amount of time to prepare the lunch and you know I was just like, "Oh, but I'm on a roll. Oh, there's one more thing." My brain just like keeps going, you know.
Okay. So if you're on a roll and just one more thing and you are energetic, why is that a problem? Because you're not stopping to eat lunch?
Correct.
Do you have a set lunch time?
Yes.
Okay. So what would be the harm of waiting until you go back to work to finish the task? Why is that a
Probably
problem?
not much. It's an illogical behavior
I mean, we're not going
that
to judge it as
I'm
logical or illogical. We just
doing.
want to know, what's underneath, if there's anything underneath, or if it's just a thought error.
I do have ADHD and it is hard for me to transition tasks. So that could be part of it. Like there could be some part of my brain that's like, ooh, you're going to forget your place. And then you're going to have to come back to this. And then you're going to have to like refresh yourself. And that's going to take 15 minutes before you even kind of get back to the place you're at now.
Do you
So
know
it could
that
be.
for sure, or do you anticipate that?
No, I don't know that for sure. It's just a gamble. It's like, do I want to roll the dice or not? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're eating at night because you're
Yeah.
not taking a lunchtime, and you're not letting off the pressure, aren't you gambling there too?
That's a great point. Yeah.
I mean, because
I agree with you. I'm on board that I should be taking the lunch break, and yet I'm not doing it.
okay, so I'm going to give you some Chris Crabtree wisdom.
Okay.
Okay, I know all y'all know that Chris is a genius. Chris's husband is just a
Oh, okay.
freaking genius. Okay,
Okay.
he says that our brains are only, I mean, I can't remember his exact words, so I'm going to use mine. Functional for deep work for a certain amount of time. Okay, it's like everybody's is different. So let's say it's 50 minutes.
Okay.
And he has figured out what his time is, and let's say it's 50 minutes. So he actually will set an alarm. It's called an app called Pomodoro. You ever heard of
Oh
the
yeah.
Pomodoro app? Yeah. Which forces him to take a break every 50 minutes so that he can maintain a high level of productivity in his deep work. So I have noticed on my with myself that when I'm doing deep, heavy lifting work, I run out of steam after a little while. Okay, so if I'm writing content, if I'm writing 365s for Wednesdays, or right now I'm doing a little webinar for Crin's business membership, I can only take it in chunks of a little bit at a time, or I start to drift and look out the window, or I start looking for the easy parts of the job, or my brain tells me, you've had enough for now, to go take a rest so you can come back and get back into deep work. Okay? You allow yourself that so that you can maintain productivity. So when your brain is like, yeah, but I want you to assess and go, if your brain is trying to talk you into more work, is that productive for you right now? I just want you to ask that question.
I would say sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, there's moments where I'm like, I'm not even thinking clearly anyways right now, and I do think that makes it easier to stop. But there are other times where I'm like, oh, I have energy and I'm on a roll, and like, yeah. But I think I should stop anyways. It's
Only
just hard. I don't know
just
why.
question it. And here's the other thing I can offer you, Heather, is you have a certain project at work that you're not going to want to stop. Why are you planning a meal that has to be fixed and takes a certain amount of time so you can eat it? What if you were to plan a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or,
Yeah, I don't think it's just the meal though. Like, I think it's also like I do need to take breaks because, I do like coaching work as well, and it's like it could be tiring, and then I'm like writing email sequences and, figuring out all these other things. And like, I feel it in my body when I do take a break. Like I need to do like the exhale, or like I think you said something about somatic stuff earlier with the tapping. I'm like, I feel like I need to like do a little bit of movement or take a little walk outside or something to like recalibrate. So I do feel like that's another good reason to take a break.
It could be. The other thing you can ask yourself when you don't want to take your break is, what's the currency I'm going to pay for this tonight?
That's a good question.
Right? Because if it's, I'm going to want to eat on the couch because I'm so exhausted, or because your words, I've worked so hard.
I know.
Right? And, do you really, is that the reward that you want? Or would you rather have a restful evening where you're not judging yourself for nighttime eating or drinking or giving into the habit or whatever? You see what
I
I'm
mean,
saying?
I think you're right, because I think there's a little delusional part in there that's like, if I set up all these automations now, then I won't have this level of stress in my business. But that's just a lie, because it's entrepreneurship and it's always going to be stressful.
It's always going to change too.
I know.
If you're an a coach entrepreneur, you are shifting your business on the daily, right? So what you push yourself into finishing now, you could come back from lunch and go, I don't even like that. That's going in the garbage. I'm starting over. Or I don't like that email. I need to tweak it a little bit, right? So maybe the rest period actually gives you more insight into what you actually want to do with your business.
And I believe that too. I think I just somehow there's like a little compulsion, and I think once I start taking more breaks, that will probably help me be less compulsive
Why do you
about
think
it
the
too.
compulsion is there? And don't tell me ADHD. Tell me another reason. Why do you think the compulsion to finish is there?
That's a
What
very interesting question.
need is that meeting?
Maybe like if I'm stressed about money, then I can be like, well, I can point to all these things I've done and like, well, I'm moving in the right direction because I've done X, Y, and Z.
Okay. Does that alleviate the stress about money?
Of course not.
No. Money in the bank alleviates stress about money, right?
They are helpful things that I'm doing. I think I'm focusing on the right things right now, but like, I do know from past experience that like being in a place of urgency with work tasks, like it's just ineffective. Like, I feel like I can be more effective in my business doing less, but working in a calm way.
100%. 100%. Urgency is above home base. It's energy. It's energy. It's an energy sucker.
Yeah.
And when you are
Oh, you know. Oh, go ahead.
energetically above home base,
Yeah.
you're not in safety anymore. You there's the illusion of I'm working so hard,
I know.
but that safety component that's
Yes.
needed for your logical brain to really
Yep.
process things is inhibited.
Yeah, that is definitely at play. And I just thought of another reason why I don't want to take breaks for lunch because I do have a lot of food sensitivities and sometimes I feel more tired after eating and then I do kind of like lose my momentum. And I often feel more like clear-headed and less brain foggy.
Well, how can you address,
Or
how can you adapt what you're eating so you're not foggy after lunch?
like literally even thinking about that makes me stressed out. I feel like I would have to just eat like fish and potatoes and broccoli.
Maybe that's what you have for lunch, and then you decide to have something different for dinner.
That's true. After I don't need to be productive anymore.
Or
Okay,
it could
that's
be
not a
a
bad idea.
quantity. It could be a quantity issue too. If I eat a little bit too much at lunch,
Yeah.
if I go over my
Yeah.
enough at lunch, I'm a little lethargic in the afternoon.
Yeah, like I just had this veggie burger and it has pea protein in it. And I think it made me like very bloated and sort of feel ick.
So you're feeling icky. So just catalog that as that's not a lunchtime food.
Yeah.
If I want to maintain a certain energy level, I know I need to, and this is not restricting, this is self-care, okay?
Yeah.
I know that the best things for me to eat are going to be, X, Y, and Z.
That's a good idea because I think it's exhausting for me to like try to eat perfect all the time. And I'm like, I agree with you on the quantities, and I have felt better, especially the first week in OBS. I was like, oh, okay, I'm eating a bit less. I'm really like tuning in to like enough. And I do think I was like less bloated and felt a bit more energetic.
Probably. If you think about just the physiology of overeating, when we load up our systems with food to digest, where does all the energy go?
Digesting.
To digestion. Right. So it's not so much after Thanksgiving, it's not so much the turkey and the tryptophan, it's the quantity that we eat that puts us on the couch. We just our bodies are really smart and they're going to use the energy where we need it most. And if we've loaded up on food,
Yeah.
our energy is going to go to our stomach and our digestive tract. And
I think that would help me feel better if I could feel like I know this is a meal that works well for me, energy wise and focus wise. Okay.
And fish is great. I mean, that's really great power food. The oils in the fish are really great for your brain.
But then I do need a full hour if I'm gonna like cook some fish, and roast some veggies, but
Or you could prep some of that ahead of time and have it ready for yourself. And then you could eat your lunch and have some other restful, something to
That's
do.
true. I like that idea as well.
I am not that everybody should. I'm not telling everybody to do this or anything, but I prep my lunches every week on Sunday. Unless it's a sandwich, unless I've got cold cuts for lunch, okay? I'm going to make a sandwich. But, I have my favorite, salad mix and rotisserie chicken and stuff like that this week. Last week was, what was last week? I can't remember. I think I made a big casserole and we ate out of that all week or something like
Yeah, I think I maybe need to figure out some foods that like
that.
reheat well.
Lisa said in the chat, eat canned tuna. So they even make tuna packets now that are soft.
Oh yeah.
Right, that I have a client,
Yeah.
she
Actually just
dumps it
got
out
like
on a
a
salad mix
I got a
and
pouch of chicken. Yeah, I could do that.
So something like that, planned ahead of time can kind of can help you decompress enough so that you rest your brain and you can go back in, pick right up where you were and go, all right, let's finish this up. Now I have a now a fresh I have fresh eyes on this too.
That's true. Okay. All right. I'll think, and it might take me a few weeks of experimenting to find stuff that keeps me focused and energized, but I will at least start working on it.
I love that. I love that. I would not expect the first thing you try to work perfectly. Okay? I wouldn't expect anything you try to work perfectly, but if you experiment a little bit and you get to know what works in your body, that's That's the secret sauce.
Okay, that's a great focus. Thank
And
you.
if this keeps you from eating at night, or at
Yeah.
least keeps you, the habit thought may come up, but it may be easier to manage the urge
Yeah.
if you have backed up your self-care until lunchtime and your rest period until lunchtime.
Okay. I like that.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Okay,
Awesome.
thank you.
You're welcome. Katie says, Heather, you're inspiring me to take a lunch break. No one that I work with takes one. I have to have a lunch break. My EF Ada, I'm calling you up. My EFT class goes from 11. This is probably what dysregulates me a little bit. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right through lunch. I give us a 15-minute break if I'm lucky. It might be 10. So that's why I really have to decompress after that. All right, Ada. Video and sound, please. Here you come. Hi.
Hi there. Sorry, for some reason my video didn't want to turn on.
Well, you're here now. How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. We've talked before.
Have we?
I think
Yeah, I think
so.
we have. It's been a while, but yeah, that's right. So this topic of nighttime eating and drinking is a big one for me because that's been the one thing that has stopped my weight loss. I used to have a drink or two every night. And I found that that led to wanting to snack. But a week and a half ago, I cut out the drinking. I'm taking a break from alcohol. But I'm still justifying eating in the evening because now I'm saying, well, I'm not getting the calories from the alcohol, so I can have a little snack. But I'm not hungry. It's
Our
more like
brain's fun.
comfort. It's like a replacement to not drinking. I don't know.
No, it's a justification thought. Our brains are so much fun, right? We have these habits, and our habit brain loves to be in charge because it doesn't take that much effort to just cycle through a habit. So, okay, we're not drinking, but we can still eat, right? I mean, we know that's what we like
Yeah,
because that's
because
what
I'm
we
like,
do.
well, I have all these extra calories now that I can
Oh,
replace
yeah.
with food.
Yeah. See, our brains are so much fun. I will often hear a thought like that and go, oh, that was cute. Right?
It's like
That's
the
fun,
logic of
brain.
a 6-year-old.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. I had a coach one time that I worked with who used to say, thank you for your input, brain. She'd just have a conversation back. So when it comes to you have all these calories to use because
Which
you're
I
not
don't,
drinking.
because that's why I'm not losing weight.
I was going to ask you, is that true? No, it's not true. Are you eating more because you're not drinking?
Just in the evenings, it's the snacking. Like I told myself, I'm not going to eat after 6 because I'm usually in bed by 9. So I try to give myself a window of 3 hours, But like the other night, it's like I was insatiable. It was like, ooh, some granola sounds good. And I had it in a tiny little bowl, but then I'd go back for more. And then it was like, oh, that sounds good. Now what else? It's like
Why,
I'm
so
waiting for the next.
why do you think you were insatiable? You weren't hungry, right?
No, I wasn't hungry.
Okay, so what was
It's like
the
I just,
insatiability about?
I think it's because I don't have that backup of having a drink in my hand. So it's almost like I'm so used to having that in the evening when I watch TV. To not have it, it's like, well, what can I put
Okay.
in place of that?
So is the drink habit or is it
Yeah,
like my
it's
drink was? I need a break from myself.
well, it was both. It's both. It's like
Okay.
relief, but then also like, well, it's the end of the day. I'm going to watch TV. I'll make myself a little drink. It's just.
All right. So, I mean, we can just, it's almost, well, okay. So the eating now is replacing the drinking, or it's compensating for the not drinking. And the drinking was for relief, you said?
Yes.
Relief
And
from what?
enjoyment, like I felt good, made me feel good.
Okay. Relief from what?
Relief from my job. I have a recruiting business with my husband, and I'm also trying to get my coaching practice up and running. But the recruiting business I don't really enjoy. So it's doing things all day long that I don't really want to do, that I don't enjoy doing. So then it's like a reward, like, okay, well, you had to deal with all this during the day, and now you deserve to relax, have your cocktail.
Well, I would agree that you do deserve to relax. Everybody deserves to relax. But relief from a job is interesting. Do you why don't you quit the job? Why don't you tell your
With
husband, you're
our,
on your own, dude. I need
yeah.
relief from the job.
You know what? I've kind of done that just recently. I've decided to pull back from the traditional recruiting work. I mean, I'm still doing some backup support work, but I've been focusing more on coaching this past week. And I found that I'm more like I'm not looking for that desperate relief at the end. I'm tired and I'm looking forward to relaxing, but I'm not like desperate for a drink. It's like because I've been able to do what I want to do during the day, I think there's less of that feeling that I deserve whatever,
So, did the work change then? The type of work you were doing changed?
Yeah, because I'm not doing the traditional, I haven't been doing the traditional recruiting where you're calling people, calling potential candidates, interviewing them. That part I hate. So I've just been doing kind of backup support work like tracking, working one job, but so far it's more research than actually calling people. I mean, I did make a couple calls today, but that wasn't too bad.
So what you're doing now is more in line with work that doesn't stress you, more in line with things that you don't mind doing,
Things that
right?
I enjoy.
Things that you enjoy. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's taken the pressure off the I deserve to do this because I'm doing things I don't want to do, relief from your job, drinking and eating at night.
Yeah. So I think I'm kind of headed in the right direction. I think I felt guilty not being 100% in the recruiting business because it's our business. But I'm starting to realize that by making that choice and feeling that obligation, that it's affecting my health and my mental well-being. Because I'm not doing what's in line with my needs and what I enjoy.
You were your own pressure cooker.
Exactly.
Right? To keep in line with the theme.
Yeah.
You took the pressure off by realigning what you do all day. Right?
Yeah, just
Is that
starting to, like in the last week.
so your job then is to see if that helps you manage the urges at night in an easier way. Because
It has helped with the drinking, and the eating has gotten better in the evening. But what I need to work on is that thought, since I'm not getting all the calories from alcohol, it's not going to hurt to have two peppermint patties, for example. Or a bowl of granola after
So
6 p.m. I
how do you
don't
want to
eat
ping
it. I'm
pong the
not
thought?
hungry.
How do you want to ping pong the thought?
Well, I think I need to think about what my ultimate goal is, and that is to lose weight. I mean, I've been messing around for years with my weight, and it's like I don't know if it's I need to have that as something to focus on, or I was coached by who was I coached by? Lisa recently. And I was talking about how maybe I'm afraid to be thin because then I'll get attention. I get uncomfortable when I get attention. So I don't know if that's part of it. Like I'm trying to protect myself a little bit. I don't know.
All right, so let's just gut check that. Are you afraid to be thin? How does your body feel? Do you want, let me ask it this way, Ada. Do you want to lose weight?
Yes. I'm so
Why?
tired. I'm so
Okay.
tired of the up and down and the up and down.
Okay. Then if there is fear of being seen or fear of visibility or fear, how about you manage that when you lose weight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what Lisa said. She said,
Oh,
she's like, you're
is it? Lisa's a smart
predicting.
girl.
Yeah, like you're predicting what it's going to be like, and what if it's totally different from when you were in your 20s?
Yeah.
Now, I'm in my late 50s now. I could probably deal with it better.
Did you see how quickly you answered, do you want to lose weight? You went, yeah. Right? 100%. So when it comes to this thought that you're concerned about, you're not drinking, so you get that you have the extra calories. I want you to be that part of your brain, and I'm gonna be that part of your brain, and you're gonna ping pong. Okay. So, all right, I'm the part of your brain that says, you know what, girl? You're not drinking tonight, so let's have some peppermint patties. How are you gonna respond?
Well, that doesn't, that's not going to help me lose weight. That's just going to keep it status
Yeah,
quo.
but it's just one night. Let's just do that tonight. It's just one night.
Well, one night turns into two nights, which turns into three nights, which, it's an ongoing pattern.
Okay. 3 nights, that's not so bad.
Well, 3 nights will affect my weight loss.
See how this works? It's kind of back and forth. If you stay, you listen to the sexy voice. I know I'm not, I didn't have the full on sexy voice going, but listen to the sexy voice that wants you to give in to the peppermint patties and just be nice and neutral and logical back. Okay. Because if you start going, oh, I know, 3 nights, maybe guess what's
Yeah.
going to happen? You're going into the pantry for the peppermint patties.
It's so weird doing that ping pong thing because the things you were saying are what half of my brain is saying.
I've been doing this a while, Ada. I ping pong myself. Let's just be honest, okay?
It's an interesting exercise because it lets you see that part of your brain that's not serving you. And it's hard to do that on your own. It's like you need someone else to bounce it off of.
I want to offer you that that part of your brain is trying to take care of you. It's trying to keep you in the habit loop, keep you satisfied, help you relax, all those things you have taught it to do. You're just teaching it something more, something different with the new logical way that you're thinking about it. But one day turns into 3 days, and 3 days doesn't help me lose weight. And then that next day, it's always one more day. So, no, we're going to start tonight with not having a peppermint patty because this is what I ultimately want is to lose this weight. And then I'll manage whatever. I'm a big girl. I will manage whatever comes in after that. And I know I have the help of all these coaches at No BS to help me manage it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in my 20s anymore. I'm in my late 50s, so I don't know why I think I'm going to react the same way I did when I was in my 20s. I mean, that's 30 years ago.
I can just about guarantee you won't react the same way because you have 30 years of life under you now.
Yeah.
And 30 years of taking care of yourself
That's
now.
true. I don't know why I'm afraid of that. I need to get to that goal and then I'll deal with whatever comes
And you
that.
know what? Even if you start to get shaky on the way down the goal, you just get back on one of these calls. We'll help you. That's what we're here for.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I've
Good to talk to you again.
and you. You take good care, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right. Bye. Ruth? What you got, Ruth? Well, Ruth is coming. I will say, not everyone has the flexibility to change what they do at work to alleviate stress. But what you do have is the ability to work on your thinking about the things that you do at work. Because ultimately, what you think contributes to what you to how good you feel about it. Okay. Hello.
Hi. This is so super cool. I've watched so many replays and I've implemented a lot of the things that you talked about, Kathy. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I do the ABCs at night. It's
Oh,
fabulous.
nice.
It's fabulous. And it's helped. I am really convinced that my issue, the more I look into it, is absolutely nervous system. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I had like two questions. Because I feel, and Lizzie's, I've been going back and forth with Lizzie for other things. She's fabulous.
Awesome.
Oh my God,
Yes.
she's fabulous.
Yes, she's a sweetheart.
She is. And just like the salt of the earth. Very approachable and all that. So I'm hungry a lot. And I'm thinking if my nervous system is out of whack, because I tend to run like this, unfortunately, I have a lot of things going on and a lot of stresses to my body. From a past job to getting both my knees replaced at the same time to losing an animal suddenly that was very young to now having an 18-year-old dachshund that's driving me bonkers because she's gets really hyper and we're doing physical therapy. So a lot of stuff. But I find that it's not that I'm eating when I'm not hungry, it's like I'm always hungry. So do you find with when the nervous system is wacky? That it can present as hunger, or is it just that I'm thinking I'm hungry?
Well, without being in your body, I can't tell you for sure. But
Yeah.
what I can tell you is that when you ride high energy and you're way above home base, your body does not like that, and it wants to regulate. It wants to bring you back to home base. It wants everything to be nice and calm and safe. Okay. So if you are used to eating when you are above home base, that's the first thing your body is going to offer you. We must be hungry.
Yeah.
She's way up here. We need to get her down to home base. We need to get her settled. And what we know that works is food. So we're going to send up a bunch of urges to eat.
Okay.
Okay.
So it could feel like hunger, kind of. Okay. You think?
You're definitely going to have urges. You have to decide whether
Yeah.
it's nervous system hunger, above home base hunger.
Yeah.
Is it urgy hunger, or is it really physical hunger? So the way I like to think about that is, if I were at home base, if I were calm and settled and productive, would I be hungry now, right now? You can almost add logic to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I ate lunch at 12 o'clock and I get super anxious at 1 o'clock and I start looking for something to eat, I can think to myself, if I were calm right now, would I be physically hungry? No, I just had lunch an hour ago.
Okay. I
Okay.
got you. I
So
got you.
sometimes you can think about it in those terms. But if you are riding high, your body, your nervous system may be sending up urges to eat to help you come back down. So you need to think about what can I do to help bring my energy back down
Okay.
before I eat? What are some
Okay.
of those things that I can do before I eat? When did you have your knees replaced?
July 16th.
July 6th. So you're 9 months in.
Yeah. So it was the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, since you're a Catholic girl. So, yeah. So, but I just think that that was a shock to my body.
Oh,
So,
absolutely. A knee
and then.
replacement is a traumatic event medically.
Yeah. I mean,
No doubt about it. And you
I
did
didn't
two
like
at once.
I didn't think it was like a huge deal, but I had issues with my blood pressure, like it tanked. I had other stuff that really bothered me. And then the range of motion, because the physical therapy people didn't show at home. It was a whole mess. So I had all this
Yeah.
emotional stuff
Yeah.
besides, but I got worried. I went outside to physical therapy, got home from the hospital, went outside to PT.
Yeah, I
And
did too.
I did really, really well. Physically, I seem to do a lot better. I'm a lot stronger than emotionally. I think that was another thing that you explained about being sensitive. I'm not too sensitive. It's just I'm sensitive. And the spectrum of how different people have different things, that was really groundbreaking for me. And, you know, so it's just.
So when you feel yourself way above home base, I want you to pull in the five core pillars. I want you to think about the five core pillars. Movement can help regulate you, right? A short walk. It doesn't even have, I don't want you walking miles. You can go walk down the driveway and back, okay? Sunshine, a walk in the sunshine can help bring your energy down, right?
Yes.
Sunshine. Then of course you have nutrition, sleep, and connection. Who can you connect with? Who can you talk to get some of that energy out?
My husband to a point, because you know, he doesn't understand sometimes, and that's okay. My sister, but she works a lot. I within the last 5 years, I lost two of my very closest friends. So it's, you know, I could call my mother. My mother's pretty cool when I'm upset. She can be a little cantankerous, but when I'm upset, she's pretty cool.
And not even upset, just nervous, anxious, high energy. Okay. When it comes to my husband, I talk to him sometimes too. But like you, I'm like, I can't talk. I have to tell him, I just need you to listen. I don't need you to. Is your husband a fixer? Does he want to make
No,
you
he's
feel
just
better?
really quiet, and he's like, you know,
No.
bring it down a notch kind of thing. Calm
Yeah.
down. I'm like,
Well, he
okay.
might be somebody good to co-regulate with if he, that's what it's called when you're talking with someone else and they help bring your energy level down. If if he's quiet, because I'm pretty quiet, y'all co-regulate with me all the time, right? If he's quiet, you might just go, sidle up to him and take a few deep breaths and go, I'm just going to talk for a minute. And I'm just going to talk nice and soft at your level. You don't have to do anything. Just let me talk. I bet you feel better because he's there paying attention, to whatever it is you're saying.
So I mean that it's true. It's again, it was just a lot of things, you know, end of job, loss of friends, then we moved, then for 2 years my knees were killing me. And I mean, should have had the surgery 15 years ago. I was hiking. I was really felt okay, you know, and then everything went to the crapper. So, and the other, and it's true. I have to go back and watch that because you said also to look at the things in the room. I forgot all about that. You know,
That's called
you guys have a
orienting.
lot of stuff and it's good. It's good stuff.
Have you listened to the or looked at the nervous system resource page?
Yes, I did a couple of times. And
Okay. I
to
want you to go
revisit
back
it.
and listen to it. There's two videos on there that I want you to specifically look at, okay? The one on grounding. Because that'll help you, that'll help bring your energy level down. Ground, and the one on silence, 2 minutes of silence.
I'm
Okay.
okay. You know, it's really funny. I'm okay with silence as much as a chatterbox as I am.
Does it help you reset?
I think so. I mean, most of the time it's an Eucharistic adoration where I'm silent. I don't really do silence without like reading a book. I like to read. But to just sit in total silence, sometimes, like when you said about the sun, I love to sit and look out the window. I don't know why. And sometimes the sun comes in because it's really cold here. I'm in, you know, New York, up North New York. And that was also good that you can even sit with the sun beaming through the window. I'm like, that's genius. You know, it's like, why am I not thinking of this, you
So
know?
you're finding those things that actually work for you that help calm you.
Yeah, the sun always helps. It does.
So as you think about that, as you think about the sunshine, if that calms you, then that's what you need to go to
It
first
does.
for and
Absolutely.
see if sitting in that sunshine for a little bit regulates the urges to eat. I bet it does.
And as my knees get better, you know, we'll go hiking. It's just, you know, I mean, since my knees, I was already 20 pounds up from when my knees started to hurt, got bad. And I am now 20 to 25 up from when they got bad. And then from the nervousness of trying to get the range of motion because I was behind the eight ball, I ate ice cream, I had bagels, I had all the stuff I usually don't eat. So, and it doesn't make me feel good after I eat it. While you're eating it, it's just like heaven, but afterwards it's like, oh, I
It
don't
doesn't,
feel so
well, no,
good.
it's not even like heaven. It's just a distraction from your nervous. Yeah. I mean, the
You're
distraction
right.
is
You're
what feels
right.
like heaven, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the taste is, some of the stuff is good, but then you don't really feel good after. And would it taste so good, like a cigarette? Would it taste so good if it wasn't just like giving you a dopamine hit? Do you know what I mean? So that's, Corinne made that point. That was a very, very good point as well, as you were making that point. And I have to keep reminding myself about that. The only other question that I had was, because of everything that's going on, the dog has just been really, I'm trying to take care of her. Like I said, we just lost a cat with a bad heart. We only had him a year. It was a mess. And I take very good care of my animals, but she's up all night, and I put her in the bed with me. It's just a whole thing. So I'm not getting the sleep that I want. But then also my back started. So I went to a doctor. I'm not a big chiropractic person. I would never have anybody crack my back, but this woman was recommended by someone that I really respect, and she did the clicky pen things, right, on your back at the SI joints, and that seemed to really help. But then she took out tuning forks, and she did the vibration, because I don't have any kind of heart arrhythmia or anything, and she put the tuning forks on those spots that were on the that bothered me. And she said it will relax your muscles and relax your fascia. And I realized that night I didn't have that pull at night as much to eat. So I did some research, and it said the tuning forks reset your nervous system. Lizzie
Interesting.
said there's some science to that. And I just didn't know if you had any experience as far as, did you ever try that
Not
at
with
all?
tuning forks, but what I can tell you is releasing tension in your body settles your nervous system.
Well, yeah,
So
it, I think it did.
if that's what those do,
Yeah.
then that's what's happened. The
Yeah.
tension release in your body helps
Yeah.
settle the nervous system. Stress can't live in a relaxed body.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Now that's a very, very good point. And again, I don't want to have to run and get tuned every time I'm upset. I'd like to have my own tools, like the
So
things that you're talking about. But it was very helpful because I was very, very high strung
So
that day.
maybe do some of your own progressive relaxation. Think about, is there tension in my shoulders? Release my shoulders. Is there tension in my back? Release my back. Is there tension in my, big toe?
Yeah.
Release my big toe. Work all the way through your body, go down, and then come all the way back up and see if you don't feel better. If you're releasing any muscles, are there any muscles working in my body right now? How can I
Yeah.
release them? Like right now, my arms are working because my hands are up. How can I
Right.
release them? Did you, even the
Yeah.
tonation of my voice went down when I did that. Did you notice
Yeah.
that?
Yes.
So.
And when you said that, even the computer went down because I have it laying on my thigh. And it was like, oh, is it? And I said, oh my gosh, I'm just a bundle of this,
So try releasing tension. Release your own tension. I mean, you go back for the tuning forks. Tuning forks is that what you call them if you want. But you can do that. You can do that one yourself.
Well,
Okay.
I'm going to go back and watch those. Thank you so much. And
You're welcome.
I love your painting. I
Oh,
love
thank
that
you.
painting.
Thank
I'm
you.
an art history major, and it's just so pretty. And I love your Legos, by the way.
I
Kudos
love
to
my
the
Lego
Legos.
too. Thank you. I'm
Thank
working
you.
on a the one I'm doing right now is a Monet. It's called Water Lilies Under a Bridge. It's a like a
Oh yeah, Giverny over in it's outside of Paris. Yeah, that it's a great place. Oh, I love water lilies. That's
Awesome.
wonderful.
All right, you take care,
Cool.
okay? Holler if
Thank you.
holler if you need us.
I
Okay, let's get to these questions real quick. Then we will be out of here. Can you show us the Lego flowers? It's so pretty. Yes, I can. It is just a little arrangement that looks like this. See? It's nice. It's fun. All these are little plastic Lego pieces. And it came from Amazon. Botanicals, Lego Botanicals. Candace says, great theory on the pressure cooker. But what if it feels like the pressure is always there, and sometimes I don't have time in my day to relieve the pressure? Or maybe there is guilt that shows up for taking the time to release the pressure cooker valve. Okay, Candace, if the guilt is there, you have to manage that first. Okay? It does not take that much time to release a little pressure. You go to the bathroom, right? During the day? When you go to the bathroom, I want you to take a minute and do five deep breaths. Blow out long and hard. Even hum if you want to. Lizzie Talk calls it voo breathing, right? Voo, if you want to. You're activating your vagus nerve when you hum. All right. Five deep breaths. And then wash your hands in nice warm water. Okay. Rub them together. I know you're probably going to wash your hands anyway, but feel how the water feels on your hands. It does not take a lot of time to release the pressure valve. Okay. Just find little small pockets of things you can do, like lean into the sunshine, wash your hands, take a deep breath. Release your shoulders, release your tension, and see if something like that helps. Okay. Kay wants to know, what are the ABCs at night? So that is a meditation I learned from Coach Lizzie. If you can't sleep and you want to, focus your brain on something, start with the letter A and go all the way through the alphabet and think of things you're grateful for. Okay. A might be apples. For me, it's almost always avocados because I love avocados. They're tasty. I like them on my salad. They make me feel good. B might be my brother. C might be my car that runs. Okay, they don't have to be like great big huge things, or they don't always have to be people. They're just things that you are grateful for. Gratitude is the antidote to just about anything. And when you focus on gratitude, your body relaxes and you ease into sleep. Okay. If you get all the way through the alphabet, most of the time I don't, but if you get all the way through the alphabet, start again and maybe say, okay, this alphabet is going to be boys' names or countries or TV shows or some other category. But when you focus your brain in one area, especially if you can do it in gratitude, your body is going to relax. Okay, your brain is going to calm down because many times when we're not sleeping because our brains are going ping, 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 and are very, very active. So we want to quiet our brains. Okay. All right, everybody. That's it for tonight. Thanks for being here. I hope this call was helpful. If you need me, I'm in Ask Coaches, I'm in the Facebook group, private coaching. All the things. You know where to find me. You know where to find all of us. Okay. All of us amazing coaches. All right. Take care. Have a good night. And if you have the urge to eat tonight, promise me you will try one other thing first to see if you can take the temperature down on that urge. Maybe it's Legos. Maybe it's coloring. Maybe it's sidling up to your partner and patting them on the leg. Maybe it's getting in your pajamas and washing your face. Try one thing, one little piece of self-care first before you eat. Okay? Have a good night, y'all. See ya.